Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Father, for your mercy, God, for your grace that has been extended to us, Lord God. Lord, in this day and hour that we live in, it's a dark time, Lord, but you have shown a light into our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. We ask for your guidance in this service, Lord, that you will anoint us, Lord, that we may, Father, serve your purpose today. And may, Father, you have your will in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I'd like to read again from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 8. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we might boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken to you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You may be seated. We ought to be able, as the scripture says, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. In the face of life, in the face of everything we face in this life, we ought to be able to boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I'll not fear what man will do unto me. Amen. Considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, said, remember them who have spoken to you the word of God. That's what we're here for, to speak to you the word of God. And he said, whose faith follow. Amen. Turn with me to Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And I told you last Sunday that in the New International Version, it says, I know the plans I have for you. God has a plan for each one of you. Each one of you, you were brought here for a purpose. You were brought here to serve a purpose. You didn't just show up here on earth, but God had a specific plan for each and every one of you. For each and every one of you, he had something for you to fulfill in your life. And you're here until you do it. You're here as long as you're fulfilling it, and you'll be here until you have fulfilled whatever the reason, the purpose that God set you here for. Amen. Brother Branham would say that he said, one day I'll preach my last sermon, but he wanted to go, like they said, you know, the horse in the harness. Want to keep on doing what God has sent you to do until he takes you. God had told Abraham that he was going to have a child. And you know, you could look at Sarah, and he said it was going to be through Sarah. Of course, they came up with some alternative plan, which blew up in their face. And the world's been paying for it ever since. And but Sarah was past menopause. So it would seem really unlogical. Why would God say that he was going to visit them and them have a child and then him let Sarah get old enough to be past menopause? The thing is, Sarah was barren anyway. So it didn't matter whether she was past menopause or not. There was something about Sarah. She was barren. And, they didn't have any fertility clinics back then. But you would have think if God was going to do it, why wouldn't he just do it while Sarah was still a good age? But Brother Branham said, God lets things get ridiculous. He lets it get down to what to man would seem ridiculous. Brother Branham said, faith to the unbeliever is ridiculous. Faith only means something to God and the one who's believing him. To all others, to the unbeliever, it doesn't mean anything. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, and it doesn't matter how many people don't believe it. Unbelief can't stop God's plans. God's plans, Brother Branham said, God's not bothered by unbelief. His plans will carry on just the same. It didn't matter who didn't believe that Sarah was going to be able to have this child. It didn't matter to God. It was God's purpose. She was going to do it. And you realize her and Abraham just kept getting older and older and older, and yet age was not having an effect on them. To the contrary, God's word had a greater effect on them than what age could have. And so that as they went on, God's word began to change them back young again. So that it didn't matter how old they got. And I'm going to tell you something, it don't matter how old you get. God's got a plan. And nothing will stand in the way of it. Because it's God's plan. It's God's program. God could heal every sick person in here. Because it's his program. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases. Satan can't stop the plan of God. I'm sure those of you who listen to the message, you have at time or other heard the name Brother Way. And you know that he died during one of the services that Brother Branham was preaching. And his wife was a nurse. And she got over him right away and said, he's dead. No pulse, no breath, he's gone. And Brother Branham prayed and it raised him right up again in the service back to life. And Brother Branham told him then that was that morning, that evening they were back in service again. And Brother Branham said, I'm so glad that Brother Way is still here with us. And he said surely God's not finished with our brother yet. Surely there's a purpose yet for our brother to serve, and that's why God raised him up. And he said, I pray for you, Brother Way, that you'll find God's purpose for your life and for your wife, and that you'll do it. And he said, let you know we'll be praying for God to show you his plan for your life. Now, I don't know exactly what age Brother Way and Sister Way were at that time, but when I was a young boy, I met Brother Way and Sister Way, and they had been coming back. They had been over in Israel for a while, and they would come back to the United States, and they came to the church where I was attending, and I got to visit with them. And they were, of course, I was just a young boy, so I don't know even age then, you know how that goes, but they were an older couple. And so whatever God's purpose was for them, they still hadn't served it yet because they were still there. And so turn with me to Romans chapter 8. We quoted from this last Sunday, but I just want to read it. So something really stuck out to me. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So it's God's purpose. God calls us according to his purpose. And until you move into where you're actually serving whatever that purpose is, I'm going to tell you something, friends. Your life's going to be a wreck. You're going to be up and down. You ain't going to know which way's up. And many times you'll get confused until you actually get in the plan and purpose of God, whatever it is he has for your life. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. So God, in his predestination, called you, had predetermined what you were going to do. You may have been born in this sinful world. You may not have been born into a religious family. You may have been born into a very religious family. But you know, it doesn't matter what you came from. It doesn't matter the depths of sin that you came from. It doesn't matter who your mama and daddy were. God sent you here for a reason. And there was a purpose for you. Now, you know, it kind of gets you to think. Because Brother Branham says that a seed of God could be born to two of the worst people in the city. So it doesn't matter who your mom and dad is. And then you think that he even raised up Pharaoh for a purpose. And so that a seed of God could actually come from parents that aren't seed of God, because it all got intermixed and intermingled back there in the garden. But those two people, their purpose could have been to bring you into this life, and that was the end of their purpose. And if they didn't belong to God, God didn't have any other purpose for them. After that, they just went on living their mundane life until their death. But he predestinated you. He predetermined what he had you here for. Whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? No one's going to be able to interrupt whatever the purpose is God sent you here for. The devil will try to hinder you. Friends, he does it all the time. You say, well, it's easy for you, Brother Jerry. You know the purpose God sent you here for. Satan constantly tries to hinder it. And he'll constantly try to hinder whatever it is God has for you to do. And if Satan can't hold you back from it, he'll try to push you beyond it. He'll say, well, look at you. You should be doing something much more greater. But you can't do anything greater than whatever it is God sent you here for. I often think about Brother Branham talking about brother and sister kid. Brother Kidd was an evangelist. And, you know, you could look maybe at his life and see all the great things he done for God and the purpose he was serving and all this. But then Brother Branham talks about his wife. And he said she washed clothes and done different types of chores and things like that for other people. She did it for work, to make money to keep him on the field. That was her purpose. There could not have been a greater purpose for her. That was a great purpose. I've got some other examples here this morning. We'll get to in a moment. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? If it's God, it is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What are you saying here? Nothing can stop God's plan. Amen. Tribulations can't, distress can't, persecution can't, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, death, life, angels, principalities, rulers of darkness in high places, nothing can stop the plan of God. That ought to give you faith. It ought to give you consolation. Ephesians 1 and 9 said, having made known to us the mystery of his will, his will for our life, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. So it's God's purpose. It's not our purpose. We're not here to serve our purpose. We're not here to see what all we can gather in material things. We're here to serve God's purpose. Brother Branham was praying and approached the cause of the word, and he said, you said you'd make everything work together for good to them that love the Lord that are and are called according to your purpose. I pray thee, God, that thy great hand of mercy be upon us. There was a, Brother Branham called her a washwoman, but it was an older woman. And she got a burden on her heart. And she wasn't a preacher. But she got a burden on her heart that there needed to be a revival in her town. So she went and rented an old livery stable. And she got a preacher to come. And then invited the whole town to come out for this revival. And this preacher came that she had invited, and he preached his heart out. Night after night, nobody came. And then one night, a young man came, a young boy. And that boy was so struck by what was preached, he came up and he gave his life to the Lord. And that young boy's name was Dwight Moody. And he went on to bring thousands of souls to the Lord. So Brother Branham said this older woman, her purpose in life was to get Dwight Moody saved. And said all the souls that Dwight Moody won to God, she was going to get credit for them. Think about that. Just a little woman, you know, Brother Bam called her a washwoman. She wasn't nothing great in this life. She had no great prestige. She held no great office. But God had something great for her to do. She didn't preach. She wasn't the one that preached the sermon that got him up there. But she's the one that had the burden on her heart that there needed to be a revival in the town. It was her that had the burden on her heart and took her own money and went and rented that livery stable. And invited a preacher to come. And out of those services, one boy got saved. But look who it was. Somebody that we look to be a great soul winner. Hallelujah. You need to find your purpose. And then stay in whatever it is that God's called you to do. God called Uzziah to be a king. Uzziah should have stayed in his position. But Uzziah got lifted up. And he thought he would just take the place of a priest. And he would take the censer and he would go up there. And it didn't matter what the priest said to him, he was going to do it anyway. Don't get out of your place. Brother Branham said, be what you are and be a good one. And fulfill your purpose so others can see you. Not see you as in what a big person you are. But others will see the purpose of God served through your life. And I'm going to tell you something, friends. God could have you here for a purpose. And you serve that purpose. And God take you from this life and you not even know you serve the purpose. And the fruitation of the purpose you serve not come until sometime after your death. My grandfather gave his life to the Lord when he was 53 years old. And he got a reel-to-reel tape recorder and some tapes from Brother Branham, and he took them around to all his family and said, sit down, I got something I want you to listen to. And he gave them books. At the age of 54, he passed away. He lived 7 months after he gave his life to the Lord. And then he passed away. Seemed like nothing happened. Then some years on down the road, long after he was dead and gone, one of his daughters came and visited a church up in Ohio. Because her mother, my grandmother, was in a nursing home and she would go pick her up and bring her. She said, I'll take you to church, Mom. And my grandmother said, well, you got to take me to Jim's church. That's only where I'll go. And so she came and she brought her and she heard the preaching of this end time message. And something about it struck her. And she went home and she went and got in her dresser down in the bottom drawer, dug through all the clothes and pulled out a spoken word book that her daddy had gave her. And she sat down and read it and said, this is what I was just hearing in church. Said, this is what my daddy was trying to tell me way back then. But see, something had stuck in her mind from that. And when she heard that, it brought back to her memories. And she went looking for that book. God spoke to her. And she came and accepted this end time message and was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you don't know. Sometimes something you may do that to you might not be much of anything, but it served a purpose that God has sent you here for. Brother Branham said, so be what you are and be a good one and fulfill your purpose so others can see you. If you're a housewife, be a real good one. If you're a husband, be a genuine one. If you're a deacon, be genuine. A preacher, whatever you are, be genuine. Be a good one. Brother Ram says, and if the word comes forth and calls you down, then just repent and take it and go on. Find the purpose that God brought you here in this life for, Brother Ram said. We're in a tremendous hour, friends. As the old song says, nations are breaking, Israel's awakening. The signs of the prophets foretold. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered. O return, O disperse to your own. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. I believe our redemption's near. I don't know what's going to become of what's happening over there in the Ukraine. I don't know if Russia's going to be successful or not, but whether they're successful or not, what Brother Bam said wasn't about whether they were going to be successful or not. It just, he said, watch Russia when they go for that oil. And he said, there is a bomb over there labeled United States of America. In the last vision, he saw the United States laying in craters and ashes. We're getting closer. Russia, for a little while, looked like a whooped dog some years ago. But they ain't looking like that now. They've got kind of brazen. And friends, they're not afraid of the United States. Brother Bram talked about Abraham Lincoln. He said, you know, he was deprived of education. He didn't have much education, but that didn't stop him. God had a plan for him. And God's plan was for him to become president and set the slaves free. temperature and climate in this world today, trying to pit race against race, black against black, or I mean black against white, and against Hispanics, and against all these different ones. But I want to tell you something. Whether anybody here just likes it or not, Abraham Lincoln was white. And he set the black men free. So not all white people are racist. And you can see in this message, it ain't black against white. We're brothers and sisters. We don't have no feud with each other. Friends, listen, there's no racism in the message. There's no room for it. There ain't going to be no racism in heaven. There ain't going to be no place for it. We're all going to the same heaven, no matter what race, creed, nationality you are. We're all going to the same heaven. I didn't mean creed. I meant race and, you know, nationality and all those things. But Abraham Lincoln found his purpose in life. Brother Branham says, I think every Christian ought to be that way. They ought to find their purpose in life and then go do it. He said, God has placed you here. Do something. Do something about it. Every member of the church. Have a purpose in life, something you're going to do. Let's get something out of it. Now, the purpose that God has sent you here can be costly to you. That's right. It can cost you your health. It can cost you your life. God sent Samson for a purpose. And in the end, when Samson had seemed like all his power had been taken, seemed like what purpose could he possibly have left? All his strength was gone. His hair had been shorn. His eyes had been put out. They even brought him out to make sport of him. This great man that had killed thousands of them. Look at him now, being led by a child. But Samson said, Lord, let me die with my enemy. And he told the little boy, take me to the pillars that support this place. And can you imagine them laughing at him, Samson getting himself between them pillars, filling of them, starting to push on them a little bit, and them still just cracking up laughing? Look at him. What does he think he's going to do? Going to kill every one of you is what he's going to do. And he's going to die in the process. Brother Branham said Samson knew it was going to cost him something, and he was willing to pay the price. Let me die with my enemies. Brother Branham said, you've got to be willing to pay the price. Whatever the purpose of God is for your life, it's going to cost you some things. It might cost you your family. It may cost you so many things, health and life and family and friends. And you got to be willing, whatever it is, I want to serve that purpose, God, no matter what it costs. Amen. Brother Adam said Samson was willing to pay the price to get the power of God again upon him. He was willing to do it. Are you? So what do I need to do? Let loose and let God. Let loose and let God. Turn loose and let God. Hallelujah. Let loose of yourself. Let loose of your own thoughts. Whatever God has sent you here for, friends, it doesn't matter what it looks like in man's eyes. When you serve one another, you're serving God. In your homes, when you serve one another, you're serving God. There was an older couple that came up to be prayed for by Brother Branham. He doesn't say how old they were, but as he was addressing him, he said, "Well, you're old, gray," and talking to the man, said, "and you're stoop-shouldered now." And looked at his wife, and he said, "And you, mother, are having a lot of aches and pains you never had before in your life." But he said, "Remember, you're still serving the same God that brought you on this earth. Then it must be all in God's plans to let you get this way. To let them get old and stoop-shouldered. It must be in God's plan to let you get this way. God's purpose allowed them to live to get old because there was something for them to do in their old age." Brother Bam said, "Now don't worry." He said, "Because in the resurrection, when you come up and you're changed, you're not going to be old and gray and stoop-shouldered. You're not going to have any pains." He said, "But God took a picture of you when you were at your perfect self. And when God raises you up, when God changes you and you receive that change, you're going to go back to being that perfect picture that God took of you." Death can't take you. Huh. "So what have we got to be scared about?" he said. He was ministering in the Message I Know in 1960. He said, "Satan could not drown Noah in the flood. Satan couldn't kill Noah until the purpose of God had been finished. Satan couldn't burn up the Hebrew children until the purpose of God had been finished. He could not kill Job with boils and trouble until the purpose of God had been finished. The lions couldn't eat Daniel until God's purpose had been finished. Death in old age couldn't take Abraham until the purpose of God had been finished. And neither can it take you, or neither can it take me, until the purpose of God of our life is finished." They said about Jack Cole. He had prayed for people. Many people been healed in his services. And then he died of a disease. And there was those that said, well, what happened was he got outside of God's will. And so God had to take him. Brother Bram said, that's not so. He said, when death can't take you until your purpose has been served, and then once your purpose has been served, then something's got to take you. You got to die of something once your purpose has been served. Death can't take us until whatever purpose God has sent us here for has been served. I remember when I was 16 years old, I didn't know how to swim. And I went out with a bunch of boys from the church. We went out to this old farm pond. And we were splashing and playing around in this pond. And I got out a little bit too far. And down I went. And I bobbed back up. And I was trying to fight. And what had happened, the farmer had poured some sand in there. But where the sand ended, it got down to just muck. And I couldn't get no footing in it to try to get back up onto the sand. Every time I'd go down, I just couldn't get no footing in it to move. And I'd go down and I'd come back up and go right back down. And we was out there splashing around. So some of the boys thought I was just fooling around. But one boy, who's 4 years younger than me, knew how to swim, and he came out there and got me and brought me in. See, God's purpose hadn't been served when I was 16. But Satan was trying to take me. When I was about 17 years old, I was driving over to some friend's house from the church. And I was driving along and I had my mom's car. And I don't know, all of a sudden the curve that I knew was there, I come up on it too sudden. And as I tried to make it, the back tire got off onto the shoulder and got in gravel. And this curve was an embankment that was as high as this ceiling. And that car spun around and went back over that backwards. When I come to, I was laying in the floor of that car. And that car had spun around down there in that field till it tore up the whole underneath of the car. And I remember going over there and going over that before I passed out, and all I could see was sky. And I thought, this is it. But it wasn't. I was in the Gulf, Desert Storm. We didn't know what all we were going to be facing. We didn't know what all we would see. We talked about it. We'd been trained. We talked about it and tried to speculate what lay up ahead of us when we would come face to face with the enemy. And in the back of every one of our minds was, we might not make it out of this. But it wasn't my time. My mom and dad told me when I was just a little baby, down in West Virginia, no doctor, I caught pneumonia and couldn't breathe. And they stayed up with me all night praying and holding me and praying that God would spare my life. By the morning, it had broke. And I was breathing fine, and the pneumonia was gone. When they could get out, finally got into a town where there was a doctor. They took me to the doctor. The doctor examined me and had done the x-rays and things. And he said, this boy's got scars on his lungs from double pneumonia. But it wasn't my time. God had a purpose for me. Friends, I was 35 years old when I came here to pastor this church. Brother Phil and I are both getting ready to turn 60 this year. Met Brother Phil, him 35. Brother Phil wasn't preaching. And he was miserable. And over time, talking with him, I said, you're running from something God wants you to do. And he said, yes. I said, well, if God's called you to preach, what you need to do is get up there and preach. And he's been preaching ever since. And I know he's faced trials. And I know he's faced loneliness. But he ain't been miserable like he was when I first met him. Because the purpose of God is being served in his life. God has a purpose for you. There might be people that your path will cross in this life that'll never cross my path. Never cross Brother Phil's path. But you can take the life that the Word is producing in you and take that life before them and have an effect on those people. Somewhere out there, there's somebody that's thirsting. Somewhere out there, there's somebody else that's got to come to the Lord. And the Word that God brings forth here over the years has been changing your lives. And your life can have an effect now that it could have never had years prior. Because you've grown in the Lord. Sometimes it only takes one thing to actually get you on the right course for the purpose God has in your life. It may take a message on the Hatfields and McCoys, but whatever it is, God's got a way. Amen. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this service this morning. Lord, I pray, Lord, we've gotten old and young and all ages here, Lord, this morning. We've got little children. Father, we know that as parents, Father, the purpose is to raise those youngins to serve the Lord. Raise them in the respect for God and to serve you, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father, you'll bless those parents of these young children that are here in the church. Guide them, dear God. We've got young Lisa, Lord. God, you got a purpose for her life. Lord God, I pray, God, you'll guide her, dear God. I pray, dear God, that you'll guide each one, Lord. Lord, though we may have already been serving the purpose you sent us here for, help us to continue to fulfill it to the end, Lord. I pray for their families, dear God, that they're trying to shine a light to. They're trying to be a witness to. I pray for their families. Speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, have your way in this church, Lord. Bless this people, Lord. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. She hadn't been to the doctor, so she doesn't know exactly what she's sick from, but wants to be in your prayers. And so just continue to pray for her. God will touch her, heal her from whatever it is that she's suffering from. Amen. God bless.